بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحابه ومن والاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The Chief of Staff, also doubled as the Chairman of this association, the Vice Chancellor, Nasarawa State University, Kebbi, Professor Bala Muhammad Suleiman, Professor Musa Kojo Inwa, the Pioneer First Chancellor, Anand University, Jos. Other Professor Abdurrahman, the Vice Chancellor, Federal University, Lasia. Professor Muhammad Akaro Mainoma, the immediate past Vice Chancellor of this great university, and the current President of ANAN, the representative of the area of Kebbi. I greet you. Our father, Dr. S.U.D. Kebbi, my most senior in the legal practice, the legal luminary, the icon of law, the first senior advocate of Nigeria in the Nasarawa State, Barrister Dr. Muhammad Hassan Liman. The Lanyel State, you're welcome, sir. Coming back to our speaker of today, Dr. Bashir Yankuzo. He has addressed us, and I want to believe that he has done justice to the topic. May Allah reward you abundantly. The speaker arrived steady yesterday around Maghrib time. Jazakallahu khairan. My father, the chairman of the Ummah, Professor Muhammad Sadiq al-Kafawi, Abu Bakr al-Kafawi, then the chief imam, and other members of ISEC. I must not forget to remember my mother, my mentor, Professor Sa'adatu Hassan Liman, the woman I called Iron Lady. The committee, Mainoma, and other dignitaries. So that, please permit me, so that I will not use the little time I was given in greeting me. All my salary reward you abundantly. The Dawah Committee of Muslim Ummah of this university took it as a mandatory annually to be organizing annual symposium. And we normally choose a theme, general theme, considering the burning issues in our country, Nigeria, in our community. We considered many issues this year. We have mutual obedience, we have equality and justice, mutual advice, grievances between the youth or the community and the government, and from the government to the community. What are the roles of the youth, especially Muslim youth, in maintaining good governance? These are the issues we believe are responsible for the issues that we are having in this country today. Banking is going on, kidnapping, theft, and men, among others. Those, they put it together, call it insecurity.
Insecurity, I want to ask, is it a problem really, or a manifest to a certain problem? In my own humble opinion, all the forms of insecurity we have today are manifest to a particular problem. They are not the problem themselves. And I will establish my part by saying, before now, somebody or many of us do sleep in his house without closing his door. But many houses in olden days, they don't have doors. Somebody can move and travel from Kebbi to Sokoto to Zaria to Lagos to Maiduguri to whatever, but without any fear. The same Kebbi, before 10, 20, 30 years, is the same Kebbi. The same Sokoto is the same Sokoto. The same Lagos is the same Lagos. And the same road that linking to all these places are the same. What's the difference? What is the difference? The difference are the people occupying and moving this around. Those are the difference. So if we identify that Sokoto is the same Sokoto, Lagos is the same Lagos, Maiduguri, Yobe, they are all the same Yobe and Maiduguri respectively. But those people that are inhabiting those areas, that are occupying them, are different. What is the difference among themselves? If I can ask my father, Professor Muhammad Fadik Abubakar Al-Kafawi, all our fathers there, Professor F.U.D. Kedi, they will tell you perhaps numbers of kilometers they used to tread in olden days, even in the night, without fear. Our speaker has rightly mentioned that in olden days, if somebody is waving his life, you need to stand assist him. But now today, in fact, I was a victim. There was a day I was driving from Kebbi to Ilorin. After Abaji, my car got mechanical fault. I alone. So I stood there for many hours. Nobody even ready to. But I saw one of my HOD from this university. I won't mention his name. So when he saw me, just wave and ready. Later on, when we met in the university, I asked him, "Brother, sorry, I saw you, but that area is problematic area. That he was attacked from weeks ago, so he's afraid not to be attacked. And he said it's better for you to be attacked alone than I joined you." So because of time. We said Islamic perspective. Allah says, "Ma farraqna fil kitabi min shay." There was no, there is no any problem that has not been solved in Al Quran Al Kareem. But the issue belongs to us. All these problems, we are having them now. And only Allah knows when it is going to end. So, what is our own duty? What is our own responsibility? That's what we want to see. What we are having today is not in our country, Nigeria. Let me narrow down the situation to Nigeria. It's not as worse as environment and conditions. Before the prophecy of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Makkah. But going by history, we see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was successively correct what has been destroyed in Arabian Peninsula in various ways. So I will just mention them, perhaps we can apply them. One is to make sure that heart, our mind, our soul are clean. Allah says, إِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَى الْأَبْصَارِ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَى الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِ فِي الصُّدُورِ. This our physical eyes. Allah gave us that mercy to see and to observe. But Allah himself said, if he took those eyes from somebody, he will replace them with another.
So that means blind is not a deficiency in the sight of Almighty Allah. What is deficiency? It's blind of mind. Blind of what? And I say that's what we have in this country. And that's why I said all those cities, the places that were peaceful before, they are still the same places, but the occupiers, the inhabitants, they have corrupted minds. And until when we corrupt, when we correct that one, so I don't think that's our simple answer. Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma bi qawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim. So if I said, because of time, we won't have chance to talk lengthy, that others can also talk. But let me give you an experience, and perhaps that will also be part of our own contribution and suggestion, submission to the Ummah. How do we correct minds of ourselves? You know, we have to be in education, or let me put it, in Islamic education, because I should not be talking in presence of Professor Bashir and Professor Muazzi. I take it from you, sir. In Islamic education, we believe three quarters are more important. One is the family, al-baytu, home. Number two is school, al-madrasa. Number three, al-mujtama'u, that is society. These, according to Islamic education, are components for any reformation, any good thing that you want to do. If you can correct those things, you are okay, you are good to go. Then, all these three things, because of time, they should be focusing on one thing, that is purification of soul, purification of mind. Once you can do that one, I think we are going to do. But at times, even individually, at the governmental level, especially in this kind of system we use, we leave something important that we need to do, then we'll be doing something else. Let me give an example of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is a very peaceful country. Many of us have been to Saudi Arabia before. If not, because I was residing in Saudi Arabia when they have issues of kidnapping, banditry, bombing, and others, I won't believe it. Because the community, the society, I spent almost more than 20 years, I think I should be able to talk about that community. But later on, they have first problem. You can't move from Medina to Mecca. At times, many times, not at times, many of us, we used to travel because of climbing, unfriendly climbing. We travel in the night. But it comes to a time that you cannot even travel in the day. So when this issue started, many of us did not believe. Until where I was living then, not less than 100 meters, there was bomb blast. The guy is very serious. But you know how they correct the issue? He summoned various of conferences, summits, and others. They now corrected the mind. And the money they spend, the country spends, is very minimal. Today you'll be hearing budget of security, budget of this, budget of that, billions of dollars. But there is no, so all satisfaction, we don't see any results. That time, when they wanted to address mine, they used primary schools. Primary schools. I think then I was having three children in primary school. All of them, together with my neighbor's children, they came home that day crying and weeping very seriously. What happened? So the country just organized this, our TCS, Theater and Cultural Studies. So many of us may not even give them recognition, but they have their own value. What they did, the country designed, program, and they show it across the primary schools in the country. So that motivated the children, and when they came, if you see your children crying, what do you do? At least if you can, you cannot cry. So at least you have to pattern ready to listen to him or her.
So within a very short period, you are able to do, because they send your child or children to you and you have to correct yourself. So you are able to do so. So it is not issue of money, but issue of intellectual ability to study and provide a solution and recommendations to a problem. So in a simple word, the answer to all these things is that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُوا مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. As somebody said, نُعِيدُ زَمَانَنَا وَلَعَيْبُ فِينَا فَمَا لِزَمَانِنَا عَيْبٌ زِوَانَا. We always complain our time, our period, all this, even government, unknowingly that our problem is ourselves. I used to ask my students in class, can Nigeria be great and peaceful country today? If I ask you, what's your answer? Huh? No, many people used to say no. But I used to say, if you say no, that means you yourself, you are not confident of yourself. But if I'm confident of myself, I think I will say yes, inshallah ta'ala, I will do my best. And this is part of what we are doing today. So in answer to the question that our chef asked, that Islam is fastest growing religion, fifth fastest economy, the answer is yes. It's yes. I think Islamic finance today is moving faster, according to the current statistics, that's ahead of conventional in certain percentage. But once it comes to Nigeria, the issue of mind also comes. So please, individually, from our house, you are a leader, as you rightly said. In school, you're all leaders. Imams and agajis and others, police, the security, we are all leaders in your own. The lecturers also, we are all leaders in our own classes. So please, let us correct our minds. And once we correct our minds, Almighty Allah has pledged that إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِكُمْ. So I think because of time, you can see the MC coming up. May Almighty Allah bless what you have heard. May He put us among those when they listen to speech, to follow the best of that speech. Thank you so much again. جزاكم الله خيرا. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.